The pasuk we're up to now is actually a life's lesson. There isn't one area in life, in a relationship with anybody, that this pasuk is not a meiridik lesson. And we'll see the tremendous chokhmah behind the lesson. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, there's not much you could do. Whatever it is, however the world is, it is. But he says three words, four words. V'olekim yivakesh esanildav. Hashem desires the one that's being pursued. Pursued in a negative way. In other words, those of you that are learning Sanhedrin, I think all of you are not learning Sanhedrin right now, but there's such a concept called Roidev. Right? Roidev is somebody's chasing somebody else, to kill them, to hurt them. A Nildav means I'm being chased. I'm being bullied. So Shlomo HaMelech says, after he finishes saying, whatever it is, there's nothing much to be done. Elokim yivakesh es hanirdof. Hashem seeks out the person that's being bullied. The nirdaf. The one that's being bullied. The one that's being pursued. Hashem seeks him out. So Chazal come, and I'll read you the Medrash on the Pasuk. Ravuna b'shem Rav Yosef, ha'elokim lo'olam mevakesh es hanirdof. Listen to these words. Hashem always looks at the person that's being chased down, that's being hunted down. Tzadik hoidiv tzadik, elokim yivakesh es hanirdof. If you have a tzaddik running after a tzaddik, Hashem is going to give the benefit to the one who's being hunted down. Even though the one who's chasing him is also a tzaddik. Rasha hoidif rasha, same thing. The one who's being chased down, Hashem will protect him. But then, Rasha hoidif tzaddik, Tzadik roidef roshem mikol mokom elokim yivakesh es hanirdof. Hear what's going on here? Even if you have a tzadik hunting down a rosha, the rosha will get preference. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? Just for the mere fact that he's being hunted down, Hashem ignores, this guy's a tzadik, Hashem ignores it? It's a pshat, man. And the Medrash goes on to say that even in all the elements of the Bria, of creation, Hashem always looks to the person or the creation that's being hunted down. You ever thought about it? Why a korbonis from the behemoth? A sheep, a goat, a cow. Why don't we bring a korban? Bring a lion. That's a korban. Shech the lion. I said, that's a... When David HaMelech talks about his strength, he tells Shaul HaMelech that he should trust him to go against Goliath. He tells him, I ripped the lion to shreds. That's gevura. The Rebbeinu Shaloch Melech Ma'achai HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you bring goats for korbanos? Birds, sheep, bring a lion! Bring a lion and shecht it. You tell me it's a little difficult. They can accomplish it. Chazal say, you know why? Zeven Chazal. Af אפילו בקורבנות הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר שם נרדף מפני הארי, עז נרדף מפני נומר, כבש מפני זאב. לא יסקריבו מן הרויצים אלא מן הנרדוף. השם says, I don't even want on the מזבח. I don't want to come something which is being hunted, which is a hunter. I want the one that's being hunted down. Right? We call it the neb. Hashem says, I like the neb. I want the neb. I don't want the lion. The lion is the predator. Hashem doesn't want the predator. With all its glory, with all its beauty, the Eibush doesn't want it. The Eibush wants the cow, the sheep, the goat. What's going on here? What's even a tzaddik that's running after a rosh, the rosh all of a sudden becomes beloved. What's going on? So I'll tell you, Rabbosai, you have no idea what chokhmah lies in this pasuk, what Shlomo Melech is teaching you. And halavai, halavai, you should remember this always, to be alekim yivakesh esanildav. Halavai, you should always remember it. We know Beis HaMikdash was chorev because of sinas chinam. When I was a young boy, it always bothered me, sinas chinam, such a big deal, sinas chinam. So many other bigger averas. The Sheikh Zdomim, Avodah Zorah, sinas chinam, what's so? Sinas chinam is worse than all of those things. So the truth is, sinas chinam is an avera that you could be oisik in 24 hours a day for the rest of your life. Chas v'shal. Sinas chinam is avera you could be nichshol in more than any other avera. A guy eats in the veil treif. Okay, so he ate the veil treif. So he ate it. How much the veil treif is going to eat it? 1 kazayis, 2 kazayis, 10 kazayis, 50 kazayis. How much the veil treif is going to eat? Sinas chinam. How much sinas chinam could a person have? As much as they like. There's a tremendous amount available. You could hate thousands of people. How often are you over the love of loisisnas achicha b'levavecha? How often? I asked this to Rav Shlomo Zalman. I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Baruch Hashem, I don't hate any Jew. But I asked him, what would be if somebody hates a Jew? He hates. How often is he over? Is he over once a year? Is he over once a day? Rav Shlomo Zalman told me it's like by all by you say every second you're over. Do you guys hear what I'm telling you? Somebody hates another Jew every second, 24 hours a day? They're doing another other, another other, another other, another. It's like having chomets in your ashes. Think about it. Think about it. You have a bad feeling towards another Jew for a couple of weeks. It's too scary to even think about. How many averes you're collecting. Think about if you have that against a bunch of Jews. Rahman al-Islam. When I realize, when I internalize this message, after I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I went, oh, now I understand sinas chinam. Now I understand. L'maisa, you see how far Chazal went to sinas chinam. Even the guys of Balavera, L'sisnas achicha b'levavecha, ki sira shorach havecha, rivitz tachas masoi, Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's put down in the Rambam, in the Chaschirus, Shulchan Aruch Chashimish Bereishayim Beis, that if you see an enemy of yours, what does the enemy mean? Enemy of yours. And you see his ox is caving in from its load, you have a chiv to go to him first. Chazal tells us, who's your enemy? You know, I have enemies. So Chazal says this is somebody who's a balaver. And you warned him that he's doing averes and he's not listening. He's continuing to do averes. So then you're supposed to hate him. What hate him mean? You're supposed to hate the way he acts. Not hate him. So you have a mitzvah of walking, talking, so you shouldn't come to really hate him. Tosis says, Chas v'Shalom, you could really hate a Jew. That's why I'm not on the Madrega of the Chofetz Chaim to be able not to hate a person, but to hate what they do. So that's why I decide not to hate any Jews. Because I'm not in the Madrega of being able to not hate them, but hate what they do. That's too complicated. So I have to be moider. I gave up, and I followed the route that some Gedolei Yisrael have taken, which is, when I come up Lacham Eveshim, the Eibush is going to say, why didn't I hate what that person did? I'll say, listen, Baruchem, I couldn't do it. I couldn't hate that and not hate them. So I know you don't want me to hate any Jews, so I don't hate anybody. So, yeah. One of the biggest things that creates hatred is when somebody does something to you. And then you have that feeling that you have to get them back. You have that feeling of vengeance. Most Ben Adam HaHaveri is that way. Who has sin as chino? Nobody hates somebody for no reason. You hate somebody because they did something to you. That's why you hate them. Yeah. You know, if somebody gave you a punch, you can't calm down until you give them back a punch. Sometimes you have to wait for the right moment. But you're sitting there until you get. Why? Because you're an erdaf. You look at yourself, you're being hunted down by another person. And that happens with your wife, it happens with your friends, it happens with your business associates, it happens with everybody. All sinas chinam comes because you feel like this person is hurting you, they're coming after you. That's sinas chinam. Right? But if somebody would look at it and go, one second. And I'll give you a mashal. Yesterday I had a dentor in my house. The biggest Kiddush Hashem I ever experienced in a dinner. I felt better afterwards. I canceled everything I had this last week. All meetings, because my foot, I couldn't. So I had no dinners. One dinner I had in my house yesterday, a big dinner. There were not 8-9 people in the house. 2 lawyers, me and 2 other rabbonim. The party is involved. Why did I agree to do it? Because it was a multi-million dollar case. Millions and millions of dollars. Buildings. Real estate in Manhattan. And they told me that if they don't do it this week, they're going to have it. It could be a loss. So I said, no, so I have no choice. So I said, okay. I couldn't go to where it was supposed to be, so they all came to my house. We had a house. Why am I saying it was such a Kiddush Hashem? Because not one person in my office raised their voice once. Millions of dollars. Millions and millions. Tens of millions. Not one person raised their voice. Not one person yelled at the other one. It was mamish. There was a judge there. There was a judge who used to be I think in the Brooklyn Supreme Court. He was misspoiled. He never saw such a thing. Adarabha, we all, at the end of the meeting, everybody shook hands, we hugged each other, it was Gavaldik. Pasha, my foot felt better afterwards. I thanked him for coming. Pasha felt better afterwards. It's a Kiddush Hashem. So one of them looked at me and they said, because it was family. It was family. It was a family dinner between different siblings. One of them said, what's a couple of million dollars? What's it worth? To fight with a sibling? What's it worth? It's not worth that. That types up the whole dinner. The whole dinner really was, it wasn't pshat that they overcame $18 million. No. They looked at it, our friendship, that's worth $100 million. And then we have it in Torah for a smaller number, like 18 million. So I'm going to jeopardize my $100 million for $18 million. That's got to be crazy. Put the whole thing in perspective. Of $100 million. $100 million, the family friendship. To go, it's a big deal. It's $18 million. A millionaire, big deal. No big deal. It's not bullshit. It's bullshit, huh? If you have a client, okay, if you're an attorney, you're a lawyer, and you have a client, and the client pays you $500,000 a year, you're their in-house attorney, and the client is a bully. A lot of people have bully clients, and the client talks to the lawyer like he's a piece of garbage. You know how the lawyer talks back to them? Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. It's okay, sir. Azar Remala. A Nebuch. Nebuch. Hey, Jack, have you ready for death? Yes, sir. What's up, son? Is he a Neb? He's no Neb. He's making $500,000 a year for this guy. Let him yell. Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. The guy who's yelling is the Neb. He's paying him $500,000 a year. He has it in perspective. The lawyer is not a Nebuch. The lawyer understands that he's winning the game. Yeah, you want to win in yelling? Yeah, you could yell louder than him. Okay, now what do you accomplish? Now he'll fire you. And now you'll sit home. And you won. You're the biggest loser. You're the loser. The attorney has the brains to know that he has to win the big game. You want to win the big game, not the small game. The big game is the $500,000 a year. That does the pshat. Right? Zok to Torah Akdosh Yisrael Shlomo HaMelech. Hashem seeks out the nirdaf. Hashem seeks out the individual who's not the predator. And the Mela, the Nirdaf is really the winner. He's not the loser. He's the ultimate winner. When you have that burning desire to have vengeance, Nakama, Lashon Hara, and then you do it, you feel like, oh, you're the loser. You're the ultimate loser. Don't be a fool. When you're being mavater, you're actually the winner. And when you have those feelings that you have to pursue somebody, you have to get them back, and you have to do what they did to you, you're the loser. That's how you lose. And maybe if you have that in perspective, then you'll be like the people I met with yesterday. Then you'll always be the winner, Tak. Shlomo HaMelech is not advocating to be a loser. He's advocating everybody should be a winner. He's just saying, this is how you win. This is how you win. I always tell people with Chinuch HaBanim, you yell at a child. A lot of times the child's not makabel. So you yell louder. Zich not makabel. Right? You feel like you have to yell. Truth is, you're a loser. You know how many times my wife asked me sometimes, hey, they listened to you. You didn't yell at them or anything. You just said, come on, please do this. I never tell my kids, you can't do that. I said, I prefer if you don't do it. That's the most powerful message. So I'm the loser? I'm the winner! What's the winning? The winning is the ultimate game. Elikim Yavakesh Sanerd. If you go through life, you'll see and you'll analyze any relationship problem you have with somebody, it's always going to be because you have this feeling. They got you. So you have to get them. They didn't get you. When they got you, you got them. You already got them. And now if you're going to get them, they got you. You understand what I'm saying? When they got you, you really got them. And when you get them, then the taka got you. I'll give you a dugma as we end. We have to end already. There's a race now, a presidential race. Everybody knows. Now it's a real race. Every couple of weeks they think it's not a race. It is a race now. The polls are tightening. It's getting looser, tighter, whatever. You have Clinton. Right? Zolzi Zayin Gizunt or whatever. She is Gizunt. Zolzi Zayin Gizunt. So Machlekes HaPoskim. And then you have Trump, who's the healthiest person in the world. Nobody's as healthy as him. He's the huge, biggest, healthiest person that ever existed. He has a letter from a doctor that wrote, he will be the healthiest president that ever got elected to the United States. It means his doctor examined George Washington. He has a letter from a doctor that the letter says he is the healthiest, if he gets elected, he will be the healthiest person that ever got elected to the office of the president of the United States. Das ist ein Star, das mir zuhört mit euch. Right? So do you know what Clinton is working on preparing for a debate? There's going to be a debate in 2 weeks. Big debate. What's she preparing? So I read an article. You know what she's preparing? She's preparing to get under his skin so that he should respond. Mamshma, I'm telling you now. She wants to get him so he should get her so then she really got him. Mommy, what are you? Ella, give me a vacation, son. She knows that he has, he's a shtickle bonjour. There's no English word for that, but it's, you guys understand what it means. So she knows she's going to nib at him, nibble, insult him or whatever, find his weakness. But what's the weakness? The weakness is he's going to come out the coil gargle. Boom, boom, explosion with all his glory. And then he's going to be the loser. Those are Shlomo HaMelech. The biggest loser is the biggest winner. And if you look at life that way, you won't feel like a loser. You'll overcome every sechsuch with another person. I'm telling you, the Musa Haskell is distant Torah that I saw with my own eyes. Millions, millions of dollars. But if you look at it like, you know what, if we get into a fight, that's the biggest loss. You don't get into a fight. That's law.